It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo.
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by Earl from Next Door, who almost lost his foot this weekend messing around with them M80s. At least he was smiling when they put him in the ambulance. Everybody say ambulance. And you supposed to know better, news. Lil Mo wants y'all to know something, and so does Prince. In case y'all don't know, the two had a Twitter beef this weekend that didn't end well for your girl Lil Mo. Now, I dig Lil Mo, and she is good on the show R&B Divas LA. But this weekend, she was at the Essence Festival and was trying to go to the bathroom backstage. It just so happened she was trying to go to the bathroom at the same time that Prince was about to go on stage. Well, in case y'all don't know, when Prince is about to go on stage, don't nothing move but Prince. Well, Lil Mo was restricted by the New Orleans police and went on Twitter and Instagram slamming Prince, calling him a B-word, and he sauntered onto the stage. Me being a gigantic Prince fan that I am, I know that all he do is saunter. It's part of who he is. Anyway, once the tweets went out, Black Twitter let Lil Mo have it, and then Prince, who just joined Twitter, went in as well. His response to all of her ranting was, "I hope she know none of her clothes match." Just imagining Prince saying that makes me laugh my black behind off. Lil Mo tried to clean it up by saying she likes Purple Rain but doesn't like Prince, to which Prince replied, "What exactly is a Lil Mo? And can we have a little less of it?" And Todd don't get nothing news. Last night on Bravo, the season finale of Candy's Wedding came on, and boy, was it ghetto-licious. I mean, the ceremony had all the hood antics that we love with just enough class to... it ain't had no class. First of all, the beginning of the episode showed Todd signing the prenup just hours before the wedding against his lawyer's advice. He gives up all alimony, equitable distribution of community property, as well as his penis and testicles and a little part of his soul. The wedding had more celebrities than the BET Awards. Fantasia was there. Monica was there. Music Soul Child sang. BBD performed. Stevie J and Jocelyn of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta were there, along with Benzino and the thought of his choosing. The couple, by which I mean Candy, came under fire for having lions out front. But Portia Stewart told everybody to chill because they were tigers. And tigers like being in cages when they aren't telling you how great Frosted Flakes are. Now, all season, Candy's mother, Mama Joyce, has been a pain in the hind parts. She started an argument with Candy on her wedding day when Candy asked her not to talk about her new stepdaughter. The reason why Mama Joyce was so nasty was revealed last night when we met Candy's dad. He was the pastor who gave her away, and it was clear he wants absolutely nothing to do with Joyce ever again.
Absolutely nothing.
Hey, that's the Cleazy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Cleazy Report with Joe Claire and the Frank Ski Show
on a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.